Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Disciplined Entrepreneurship 24 Steps to a Successful Startup by Bill Ollett is a practical entrepreneurship guide that argues startups are built through learnable, repeatable methods rather than pure inspiration. Written from the perspective of an MIT entrepreneurship educator and practitioner, the book organizes the early venture journey into a structured 24-step process. Instead of beginning with product features or fundraising, Ollett pushes founders to start with rigorous customer and market definition, then progress through value creation, validation, and the mechanics of building a business model that can scale. The tone is analytical and execution-oriented, emphasizing focus and evidence over anecdotes. While it is especially relevant for innovation-driven startups, many of its tools translate to new products inside existing companies as well. The book is often used in courses and by startup teams as a reference manual because each step produces concrete outputs that can be reviewed, debated, and improved. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, choosing a beachhead market and committing to focus. A central idea in the book is that focus is not optional for an early stage startup. Ollett frames the startup challenge as one of limited time, money, and attention, which makes trying to serve everyone a predictable path to weak positioning and slow learning. The 24-step framework therefore begins by pushing founders to select a narrow, well-defined initial market, often described as a beachhead market. The goal is to win a specific segment decisively before expanding, not to build a broad product for a vague audience. This step requires more than naming an industry. It asks entrepreneurs to describe a target customer in a way that can guide real decisions: who the buyer is, what situation they are in, and why a new solution matters now. By narrowing scope, teams can conduct higher quality primary market research, craft clearer messaging, and design product requirements that match a real set of needs. Focus also makes competitive analysis more meaningful because the startup can compare itself against the alternatives that the target customer actually considers. In the book, this disciplined narrowing is treated as a strategic advantage because it converts uncertainty into a sequence of testable choices. Secondly, understanding the customer through personas and the decision-making unit, Ollett emphasizes that startups succeed by acquiring paying customers. And that requires understanding how customers decide, not just what they say they want. The framework encourages founders to build a detailed persona that represents a real target user or buyer, capturing goals, constraints, and context. A persona is not a demographic sketch. It is a decision tool used to evaluate product trade-offs, prioritization, and messaging. In parallel, the book highlights the decision-making unit, meaning the set of people involved in adopting and buying a solution. In many business contexts, the user, the economic buyer, and the people who influence the decision are different. Treating the customer as a single individual can cause founders to miss procurement hurdles, internal politics, security requirements, or budget cycles that determine whether a purchase can happen. By mapping the decision-making unit, entrepreneurs can tailor their approach to each role, anticipate objections, and reduce friction in the adoption process. This customer-centered analysis also supports more accurate market sizing and pricing work later in the steps. Because it grounds the business model in how decisions are actually made, the result is a startup plan that is built around behavior and incentives rather than assumptions. Thirdly, quantifying value and translating it into a compelling value proposition. The book distinguishes between describing a product and proving why it matters. Ollett urges founders to quantify the value their offering creates for a specific customer in a specific use case. Quantification can include time saved, money saved, risk reduced, revenue increased, or other measurable outcomes that the target buyer cares about. This discipline forces the team to confront whether the improvement is large enough to motivate change, which is often the hardest barrier for a new entrant. Quantifying value also improves communication. Rather than relying on broad claims, the startup can explain the benefit in concrete terms tied to the customer persona. That clarity helps in sales conversations, partnership discussions, and investor pitches because the logic of why customers would pay becomes explicit. From there, the quantified benefit feeds into a sharper value proposition that differentiates the startup from alternatives. Importantly, Ollett treats differentiation as contextual. It is not about being generally better, but about being the best fit for the chosen beachhead market and the primary use case. When value is quantified and linked to a clear target segment, product decisions become easier, and the go-to-market plan can be aligned around a consistent promise. Fourthly, from high-level product specification to prototyping and validation, Ollett structures product development as a response to validated customer needs rather than an open-ended build phase. After defining the target customer and value proposition, The entrepreneur is guided to create a high-level product specification. This is meant to capture the essential capabilities required to deliver the promised value without prematurely over-engineering the solution. With that specification, teams can prototype in a way that supports learning. The purpose of early prototypes is not perfection. It is to reduce uncertainty by testing critical assumptions. Prototyping becomes a mechanism to check whether the startup can realistically deliver the key benefit and whether customers recognize that benefit in the form presented. This approach also acts as a safeguard against building features that do not influence purchasing decisions. By tying product choices back to the persona, the primary use case, and the quantified value, the team can focus on what matters most for adoption in the beachhead market. All its stepwise logic encourages iteration, but within a disciplined sequence, define, specify, prototype, and validate, always in service of acquiring paying customers. It is a product process designed to support go-to-market success rather than technical exploration alone. Lastly, go-to-market design and unit economics for a sustainable business. The later steps connect customer understanding to the mechanics of building a repeatable business. All it addresses how customers will acquire the product, which includes channels, sales motion, and the practical steps that move a prospect from awareness to purchase. This is not treated as an afterthought. The go-to-market design must match the decision-making unit, the price point, and the customer's perceived risk of adoption. Alongside distribution and sales planning, the book emphasizes unit economics. Founders need a credible view of what it costs to acquire and serve a customer and what value that customer generates over time. This discipline helps teams avoid the common trap of pursuing growth that looks impressive but is structurally unprofitable. By integrating pricing, cost structure, and customer acquisition strategy, the framework pushes entrepreneurs to build a business model that can scale responsibly. It also supports clearer prioritization if acquisition costs are high. The startup may need a different channel, a tighter initial segment, or a product that delivers more measurable value. In this way, disciplined entrepreneurship is positioned as an operating system for turning a promising idea into a venture with repeatable sales and sustainable margins. In conclusion, disciplined entrepreneurship is best suited for founders, startup teams, students, and innovation leaders who want a rigorous process for turning an idea into a business that can win customers. Readers who are overwhelmed by the ambiguity of early-stage decisions will benefit from the book's emphasis on defined outputs at each step, such as selecting a beachhead market, building personas, clarifying who is in the buying decision, and articulating value in measurable terms. That structure makes it useful not only as a first read but as a reference to revisit when assumptions change. The practical benefit is momentum with fewer wasted cycles. By prioritizing customer and market definition before heavy product building, the method reduces the risk of creating something that does not map to a real purchasing decision. The intellectual benefit is a clearer model of entrepreneurship as a discipline, an integrated set of choices linking customer behavior, value creation, product requirements, channels, and economics. Compared with many startup books that lean on stories or broad principles, all its work stands out for its step-by-step sequencing and its insistence on focus. It aligns well with modern iterative thinking, yet it provides more explicit guidance on market selection, decision-making dynamics, and unit economics for readers who want a systematic playbook rather than inspiration. It offers a durable framework for building a startup around the only outcome that ultimately matters: paying customers. If you would like to support Bill Aulet, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.